To help us out, I have on the line with me now Celia Woodsmith, who wrote Boston Town. Celia is part of the acclaimed bluegrass supergroup Delamay. Hey, Celia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
My pleasure.
So you are, as I understand it, North Carolinian by birth, but you grew up in New England, correct?
I did. I grew up in Norwich, Vermont. My parents moved up there when I was quite young, and I spent my time between Norwich, Vermont, and Hanover, New Hampshire when I was growing up. I lived in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for about 5 years, and now I live in Maine. My husband works at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard.
So let's talk about Boston Town for a moment. I had always wondered whether that song was inspired by a specific strike and what spans of time it took place in.
Yeah, so it's interesting how I came about to write this song. I actually came up with the chorus first. You know, pass me a match and we'll strike it on the ground and we'll head back down to Boston Town. And I realized that this was about to be a labor union song. And I was like, well, hold on just a sec. I'm not sure I know enough about this. So I kind of paused the writing of the song and I went online to do some research about the Lowell Mill Girls. And it was kind of the perfect thing. Is looking back, it's like the universe just handed me this chorus and then kind of was like, all right, now it's your turn to go do the research and find out about these incredible women. And I spent a lot of time learning about the strikes between 1834 and 1836. And it was just so inspiring to me. So that's how the song became what it is today.
Was there a particular anecdote that you learned while doing research on these mill strikes that stayed with you?
You know, there's a couple lines that I got straight from the research. The particular line that has always stuck with me is, what a waste of a pretty girl. And I think that kind of has a lot to do with women who stand up for their rights today. You know, they're kind of seen as less feminine or, you know, what a waste, she's so pretty, but if only she would behave more. You know, a waste of a pretty girl is kind of in some of the poetry and some of the songs that the Lowell Mill Girls used to sing on their strikes. And I was like, wow, you know, this really applies to today because, you know, the term nasty woman or, you know, that kind of thing was like, all right, you know, I'm going to put this right in the song. So what a waste of a pretty girl is one that I particularly love.
Thank you for that. And I understand you ladies you're back from quite a long hiatus. You're touring now, promoting your newest EP, The Butcher Shop. Can you talk about the newest EP and the tour you're currently on?
Yeah. So the newest EP, The Butcher Shop, recorded in Nashville. We decided to do it very last minute. I feel like it was even a couple weeks before we ended up recording. We thought, you know, why don't we just record some of the most requested songs that we get at the CD table. You know, we play a show and people come up and say, where can I get that song? And you say, actually, we haven't recorded it yet. So the Butcher Shop EP was a last minute thing. We chose 6 songs. A couple of them are original tunes and a couple of them are just some of our favorites to perform, like 16 Tons and Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers. Those were kind of particular favorites of ours. And so we're on right now going to be out on the East Coast coming up here in a couple of days. We'll be in Washington, D.C. and Sellersville, Pennsylvania, Randolph, Vermont, Cambridge, Mass., and Portland, Maine.
Great. And I heard that Steve Martin has played with you guys a couple of the shows.
Yeah, you know, we're doing this really cool thing with him. This was kind of a gig that we learned of through the Steep Canyon Rangers, who are really good friends of ours, really amazing musicians. They've been going out with Steve Martin for about 8 years, and I think they decided to kind of pursue more of their own music again. So they told Steve about us. He checked out our music, and now we're performing about 9 more shows with Steve Martin and Martin Short all over the country. So it's a pretty funny show, and we get to play some funny tunes. So I'd say it's worth seeing if you can make it out.
That's awesome. How could it not be funny, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
And will they be at the Sinclair and Port City shows, or is it just kind of sporadic here and there?
It's just sporadic here and there. We're doing 3 shows in July and 6 shows in October.
With them?
Yes, with
Great.
Steve Martin, Martin Short.
Great. Well, I also wanted to ask you what Delamay has in store for us this coming year or next year. Do you have a new album in the works?
Yeah, we do. Actually, I just returned from Nashville where I was for 3 days just working through some of the new tunes that we've got going on. And we're going to be recording in May, and hopefully we'll have a spring release on Rounder Records, which I'm very pumped about.
All right. About a year from now, I look forward to that. In the meantime,
yeah.
Will you be at any festivals this summer, especially festivals that are close to New England?
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm trying to think right now. We'll definitely be at Thomas Point Beach, which is up Maine. And, man, we'll be doing a couple other festivals. Oh, yeah, that's in Brunswick, Maine. We'll also be at Rhythm and Roots in Charlestown, Rhode Island. We've got a couple others, so if people are interested in checking out our tour schedule, it's on delamay.com.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be sure to post a link there on our website as well. Well, thank you so much, Celia, for your time this evening.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Emily.
Celia Woodsmith of the bluesy bluegrass supergroup Delamay. They're currently on tour promoting their latest EP called The Butcher Shop. They'll be playing down in Cambridge at the Sinclair Saturday, May 4th, and then up in Portland, Maine at the Port City Music Hall Sunday, May 5th.